Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI. Mark James, my nesting colleague, is in the house with us. So Uncle Drew comes out June 29th. I only know this because the commercials are on ESPN all the time.
They are.
I don't really see them anywhere. I don't notice them anywhere else, but on ESPN, they've got a huge buy on ESPN.
You'll see them.
Yeah, they're everywhere. So Kyrie Irving had a media availability today. Now, part of it, obviously, was to talk about the Celtics and, you know, rehabbing and all that stuff. But I got the sense, I talked to one of our AAF colleagues down the hall, Mike Hsu, and he said, I was coming into the building, he was going out, he said, I got 5 minutes with Kyrie Irving.
Ooh.
So I think there was a bunch of radio guys who each had like a 5 minute block with Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Because Uncle Drew's coming out.
Nice.
But you knew that if you got a bunch of media together, he was sitting there at a desk or a table with the Celtics backdrop behind him. You knew that if that was going to happen, other questions were going to be brought up,
That's true.
To say.
We missed an opportunity here, Rossi, for the Mostly C's podcast. This would have been pretty solid for us to go.
All right.
That's a drop ball on my end.
No.
My end.
No, it's not on your end.
On my end.
What was I supposed to say? Hey, go to our program director and say, hey, me and Keith have to go over to this thing during the show?
Yes. That's what you would have said. No, Andy, we're getting a thumbs down in the back. All right, well, I guess that wasn't the plan.
we have a Celtics podcast here in EEI. You would think a nice 5 minute interview with Kyrie Irving probably would have.
Yeah.
Got some downloads, I'm thinking.
I would think so.
I could just repurpose the audio and just make you ask the question.
Great idea, Rossi.
See? Problem solved.
Very natural.
Let's hear some of the audio you're going to be repurposing, okay?
Yes, this will be great.
So let's start out with Kyrie Irving, who, right off the bat was asked, what's his hope here today?
What's your hope? What's your desire?
Well, my hope is that maybe we could limit it to maybe one question a day about what I'm doing next year. So I mean, that's my hope, but obviously I can't necessarily control that. So, but I think that you guys can feel my attitude is really just redemption next year. Really integrating myself with our team again and really focus on winning a championship. That's the only thing I'm really worried about. Until I get to that point, then I can't really, clearly concise answer any questions, So I'm pretty sure management and I will have a talk. But that talk won't happen now.
Now, Keith, help us out here because Chris Forsberg, for instance, tweeted about this. And he said, and Kyrie is saying, contractually, financially, it doesn't make any sense for Kyrie to look at an extension now.
Right.
As you heard him just say, I'm sure management and I will have a talk, but it's not going to happen now. But there's reasons why it won't happen now.
Yeah, it's really convoluted, so try not to get all the numbers and everything involved. But if he signed an extension right now, the most they could give him is somewhere in the ballpark of like $108 million. Whereas if he plays this season, opts out, but then starting at next offseason, so this time next year, he could sign a five-year deal and the max would be like $190 million. There's like an $80 million difference here from him waiting to when he signs it. And it has things to do with percentage of salary cap and all this other nonsense. It's very confusing.
The
NBA salary cap is very confusing. All you need to know is he can make a lot more money by signing a max deal with the Celtics next offseason.
That makes sense because I read the same thing about Kevin Durant. Durant's going to take a deal this year. I think he's going to be able to feed his family. I'm hoping.
I think he might be all right.
He's going to get $30 million for this upcoming season, so okay. I think he'll be okay.
That'd be good.
And then after that, he's going to get the whatever Supermax where it's going to be like $219 million for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, whatever that is. And so I think next year's the thing, Dale, where all these guys are going to wait till next summer and then talk about it.
But honestly, if you're the Celtics too, with him coming off of the injury, and I know the reports are he's going to be full go, but you never really know. So if you're the Celtics, I'd like to see him play for a few months anyway, or the whole season, as it turns out. That'd be great. And if he looks really good, then you feel a lot better about giving the guy, you know, close to $200 million.
Yeah.
So there's been a lot of talk around here of late about the possibility. You two are dead set against it, about the Celtics, you know, bringing LeBron James
in. No, Dale, I do not want that.
I understand. Okay. But I mean, word has evidently trickled back to Kyrie.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
About that possibility as well.
Yeah, like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot. So, you know, we'll see what management decides.
Yeah, that means do not bring this guy anywhere near me. If he's here, I'm gone.
That means Cleveland.
That's very simple.
Yeah.
He gives this long, great answer. He's like, oh, I don't want any more questions about where I'm going to be. And like, we'll see what happens and blah, blah, blah. I'm having a good time. And then, it's a business.
What?
Yeah. He doesn't want him at all, and neither do I.
I left Cleveland because of this bag. He was calling me kid when I was 25 and a half years old. He was calling me kid. So I don't want anything more to do with him, and I don't blame him.
It would be the second time that LeBron joined Kyrie Irving to win a title.
I know.
That's right. That would be the second time he did it.
Chasing rings.
Chasing rings. Going, Kyrie, come back. Kyrie. Come back. We have no chance without you. Come back.
I wouldn't be shocked, but I'd be somewhat surprised if LeBron doesn't end up in L.A.
I've been saying Lakers all along. Yeah, Lakers. That's my pick.
I'll give you some more on that as soon as we finish with the Kyrie show.
Yeah, there's some
we got that on the some meat on the bone as well. So Kyrie, like a lot of people, you know, with the way the Celtics played this year and the advancement by the young talent and the fact that you're getting, you know, two of your best players back on the team, is pretty excited about next year.
How excited are you about next year, knowing how far the team went without you, your man, Gordon?
That's what makes it even more exciting, and the challenge is now we have championship pedigree.
He thinks they have championship pedigree.
Well, I mean, they gave 7 of a conference finals with players 3 through 10 on your
roster.
The
team that beat them in Game 7 of the championship final got smoked.
Don't worry about that, Dale. But that team's also going to be gone next year, that Cleveland team. Yep. But again, your two best players.
We did this exercise. The Warriors won't be.
No, they won't be. But Dale, we did this exercise during the season. If you took the two best players off of any NBA team, with the exception of the Warriors,
Golden State,
you're not going anywhere. If Houston had to play the whole season, or let's just say the whole postseason, without Harden and Paul, they're not going to the conference finals.
And by the way, even with the Warriors, take Curry and Durant.
Yeah. Thompson and Greens, you're making the playoffs, but you're not winning the title.
I don't know if you're even getting to the finals with Thompson
and Green. No, probably not.
So it just goes to show. Here's the thing, too. If and when what we all expect to happen transpires, and that's LeBron James taking his talents to Hollywood, which is where he belongs, the Celtics have a monopoly. The Celtics can fall out of bed for the next 5 years making the NBA Finals. Who's going to beat them?
They're lined up for it.
Sorry.
Philly.
Nick Nurse, the new coach of the Toronto. Nurse, really?
Yeah.
Brett Brown, who takes out T.J. O'Connell while the guy, they're coming back on a run, and he puts in Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
Brett
trust
Brown.
In the process.
All right.
All right, so let's give you one more from Kyrie here, because obviously, unfortunately, he got to watch this team a lot down the stretch and in the playoffs, a lot more than he wanted to be able to watch them. But the question is, what did he learn?
This group that maybe didn't know before and kind of watching from a distance?
I'm just glad that everyone got to see how special they were on a bigger stage. I have been talking about how great they were. Some of their numbers particularly probably didn't look as appealing, you know, to the outside looker, but they were always locked in. And then when they were afforded the opportunity to take the reins of the team, you saw them take full advantage of it. You saw guys that literally are going to be stars in this league for years to come. Obviously Terry is a starter in this league, and now, that turns into an unbelievable dynamic. JT and JB, and you watch Marcus come back, and you know the first game he's back from coming out missing a few months with his thumb and diving on the floor already. Like, you know, that's the type of attitude and effort that you would love to be a part of. And, you know, of course, our anchor Al, and then now getting my man Gordon back. So I'm excited.
Oh, the shutter thing. Will you stop already? Don't they have digital cameras?
Yeah, take it with your phone. The quality on the phone is fantastic. You don't need one of those anymore.
Dale, did anyone ask him the question I think I wanted and a lot of people wanted to know? Why did you choose to have deviated septum surgery prior to Game 7 and not wait till after it was over and not be in the sidelines for your teammates? Did anyone ask that?
They had asked about the movie. There were Uncle Drew's coming out. They had asked about that.
But like,
were you upset with that?
No,
did you care that he wasn't there?
I wasn't upset with it, but it was conspicuous.
Yeah, the timing, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he had it scheduled. He didn't know the team was going to
be there. By the way, can I just even tell you?
Yeah.
I don't even blame him because, would you want to see LeBron celebrate on your new team's home court?
I would not.
No.
I would not.
So he did the right thing. But I just would have liked to know his rhythm. Why did you pick to do it prior to Game 7?
By the way, Jason Tatum.
JT.
Instagrammed out a beach photo. He's on a beach.
Oh, good for him.
Got a nice swimsuit on.
Where is he, Barbados?
I can't tell. He's got, he's on a beach. So he's got no shirt on, but he's got his
shorts
and his hat.
Yeah.
And he's looking at his phone. You're on a beach, for God's sake.
Put the phone down.
So he sends out this Instagram picture, and it just says summertime with a smiley face.
Oh, that's good.
Shane Larkin responds, weight room. LOL.
Hey, he's pretty thin.
He's
a skinny guy.
Yeah, but
it's not like he. Okay, yeah.
It's not Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma diss tracks yet.
Right.
Nonsense.
No, nothing like that. Here's the thing. I thought it was funny last week when I think the Celtics released a statement that Jason Tatum will not be playing in the Vegas Summer League.
Oh, no?
No, he bleep led Sherlock.
He led the team in scoring in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't think they need him there.
I think Markelle Fultz is going to get a timeshare in Vegas. He's going to be there so long.
All right, so you were asking about LeBron, and everybody's asking about LeBron.
It's another summer of LeBron.
It's going to be
another one.
Here we go.
Our infatuation this summer is, where is LeBron going to go?
Right.
Unless it's already decided.
Oh.
Like, it's done.
Done deal?
Like, maybe the fix is in.
Did Lee Jenkins write another piece?
No,
or is he going to do a special?
Gary Payton spilled the beans.
Gary Payton has the idea.
So Gary Payton's doing this interview.
I like Gary Payton a lot.
And Gary Payton, I'm not sure if he was supposed to say this stuff or not, but he may give you an idea of where this whole thing is going
to
end up.
So I'm just committed to Sierra Canyon, which is in the valley of L.A. That's where his son is going to go to school, with Scottie Pippen's son and Kenyon Martin's son. So that's a move that they're going to make. And I don't think if everybody looks at it, at a son at that age, you don't want to be away from him for that period of time.
Hold on a second. We can get to LeBron, but Kenyon Martin, Scottie Pippen, and LeBron James kids are all on the same team?
That's a genetically gifted
that is
team.
Ridiculous.
That's DNA.
Incredible.
Wow.
So according to Gary Payton, by the way, his name is Bronny.
No, it's not.
B-R-O-N-N-Y.
No, it's not.
Bronny James.
What's his real name?
I don't know. They call him Bronny James.
Is he LeBron? And they call him Bronny?
So Bronny James, according to Gary Payton,
Bronny James
has committed to play at Sierra Canyon High School, just outside of L.A.
As you heard,
with Scottie Pippen's kid and Kenyon Martin's
What is
kid.
This squad? That's ridiculous. Right.
What, Shaq's kid couldn't make the grade?
No, he's going to UCLA next year. So Shaq's kid's all set.
So LeBron had said in the immediate aftermath of losing in the finals, this was going to be a family decision. Sounds like the family decision's been made, doesn't
it? Sounds like it's made up. Now, kids can go to high school all over the country, obviously, but as Gary Payton points out, like, especially if you have the option of playing and living in they already have a house out there. So LeBron could be out there at certain times. But once the season gets going, you want your home base to be in L.A.
Yeah.
And it is LeBron James Jr., by the way.
He was
born in 2004. It's LeBron James Jr., but he doesn't probably want to go by LeBron James. So
that might be a little hard.
I guess Bronny is the next best thing.
Here's the latest odds according to Bovada. Which team will LeBron James play for game one of the 2018-19 season? The highest ranking team are the Lakers at 7-4.
And that changed dramatically over the last few days.
It did. The Sixers are 11-5, Houston 5-2, Cleveland 5-1, San Antonio 8-1, and your Boston Celtics at 12-1.
So the Celtics are on the board.
They are on the board.
Everybody else is the field. Yeah. Celtics are on the board.
He's purple and gold.
If Gary Payton knows what he's talking about.
And he does.
I don't know that.
We'll
pretend he does.
Okay,
for the sake of it. If he does know what he's talking about,
yes,
then it's done.
It's over.
it's over.
Now,
or Clippers could be, right? Could they find a way to get him to the Clipper? I mean, LA's LA.
Yeah.
I saw somebody
I think it's the Lakers.
Somebody else on Twitter today said, and I apologize, I can't remember who it was, said the only way LeBron goes to the Lakers is if Magic Johnson gets rid of anybody named Ball.
Yeah, Lonzo, see you later.
Some sort of
sign and trade.
Windhorst had a different theory of the reason he goes to the Lakers. Keith, we have this cut from
this is Windhorst on with Lebatard.
The best thing to happen, Dan, would be if he could get on the phone with Kevin Durant and talk him into playing with him in Los Angeles. That would be the way to wound your number one competition, join two of the best three or four players in the league, create a new super team, and change everything. That's the move that he could do. But Durant has what LeBron wants. Why would Durant do business?
Right. How embarrassing is that? So you have your mouthpiece saying his only chance,
it's what he's rooting for.
His only chance is he needs to convince Kevin Durant to leave Golden State and team up with him with the Lakers. So the best player in the world, and he is, LeBron's the best player in the world, but now we need the scenario where he's going to convince Kevin Durant to walk away. Maybe the second best player in the world? Right, probably is. You're going to convince him to walk away from a chance for, a three-peat or whatever it is.
Right.
So you're going to walk away from that. And go team up with me with the Lakers. Why? Why does he need to do that?
I think it'll be LeBron and Paul George and Lakers
next year. Chris Paul. There's a lot of different guys that could be tossed around out there.
Dale Arnold put on his Twitter handle last week when I said off the air, I said, I would rather with a Celtics group currently constructed to Jason Rossi win one title with this team than win three with LeBron. So Dale put it on his Twitter handle. 60-40 people agree with me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be 100 with LeBron. I don't want him anywhere near this team.
Dale, we want less. We only want Banner 18 than Banner's 19 and 20. Just give us 18.
And the point I was making at the time was if Kyrie Irving, my preference is Kyrie Irving stays. He's the centerpiece of the team. You signed him to a long-term extension.
That's what I want.
Me too.
When the talk last week was, well, does he want to stay? Does he not? He doesn't want to talk about an extension. Now, there are financial reasons we learn why it doesn't make a bit of sense for him to talk about extension.
It doesn't make sense for either.
He said today he wants to stay here.
Love it.
I'm all in.
And he wants to play with Gordon Hayward, who signed a four-year deal. This will be year two for Hayward. So he didn't really even get a chance. He's been wanting to play with Gordon Hayward for years. You remember, he was trying to recruit him to Cleveland before LeBron went back there. He wanted to play with Hayward. They had a chance to do it for 5 minutes. So he obviously wants to do, I would think, multiple seasons with Gordon Hayward. And the only way he can do that is to sign an extension after next season.
There's not just an expectation for the Celtics to get the NBA Finals anymore, Dale. It's a hope. It's an expectation every year. This team,
if they had Irving and Hayward, they'd have been in the finals this year.
They would have been.
They would not have won the finals.
No, they would not have.
No. But next year, I mean, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, because of the advancement we saw in Tatum and Brown, and if those guys improve again, then look out. They're right there. They're the second best team in the NBA.
A couple games in the final. I still think Golden State has one more year, and Keith, you and I have talked about this before. Klay Thompson will opt out after next season.
I would think he'd want to be the man, but you never know. You never know. I mean, he's still going to get paid a lot of money to stay in Golden State.
I know Kevin Durant's taking pay cuts.
How about Kevin Durant saying, what did he say? He's going to play three more years or something, like five more
years? He said he can retire at 35.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, he also said, I don't even know why I said that. He was on with Kimmel last night. Oh, okay. Kimmel last to me, he said, I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, I don't know. I got caught up in the excitement.
I don't know why.
Speaking of the Warriors, they had their parade
today.
They have dueling parades?
The Capitals had their parade the Capitals today. And then you got the Warriors have their parade.
Is Ovechkin, did he make it there? Ovechkin's been on a wild ride here.
Somebody tweeted out, Doctor, surgically attach this cup to my hand.
He's out everywhere. It's incredible.
How many STDs do you think that Stanley Cup has right now?
Probably a few. Yeah, I would wear the gloves like that creep that carries it around.
Like I said, in this business, I've kind of experienced it all, and I've seen a lot, so, we'll see what management decides.
Anyway, we could just roll tape for the next half hour or so and just keep playing with Mistress Carrie's baby pug.
A 9.5-week-old pug. That was pretty good.
That's awesome.
Cutest dog on the planet wandering around the halls here, and we're all out in the hallway looking like little kids.
Yeah. You guys missed my office dog last Wednesday. When you were filming.
What a shame.
I saw that you had yours in here, too.
We should have dog day. Like, once a week, everybody brings their dog in.
Well, I came in, the guy's like, that's a service dog, right? I'm like, oh, yeah. Therapy dog, yeah.
What about cat day?
No, there's no cat day.
No.
No, we're not doing a cat day. No.
No, thanks.
Now,
no.
Mistress Carrie could hide her pug. Right? She could hide her pug in her purse and bring it in. No one would ever know.
Tiny lady.
Yeah. Look at Ross. He's all offended when we said that. He's just
quick. He's used to it, though.
He's just so quick. Fine. Like, I think a cat in the office would
Cat wouldn't want to be here. Yeah. Cat wouldn't want to be here.
It's just me. He says, my cat would kill that dog. I said,
No.
Yeah, it probably would. That's another reason I'm not going to have it.
I said, I would step on your cat then.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow.
Anyways, just so you know, to follow up on Mark James' question earlier, Kyrie did answer the question about his surgery.
Oh, good.
He said, this is Scott Souza said that he planned on attending game 7, but the surgery went a little late and he ended up being with his daughter and father.
All right. That's good.
There you go.
That's a reason. So
that's
not
a
excuse.
Bad reason, but it's a reason.
No, it's not. No, it's a very good reason. What are you talking about?
Bad reason.
See, ever since we turned on the cat, he's
now
turned on us.
No, that's a great reason.
What was he? Are you doing like a heel turn on us here?
I'm not doing a heel turn, but we're talking about.
You're anti-Irving? You'd rather have LeBron than Irving?
No, I just think he should have been there and said he was with his daughter and his father after a nasal surgery.
Yeah, it didn't go great, apparently. Obviously, he's a little bit of pain still. You want to be sitting there courtside, people screaming at you? No, you want to be home resting.
Yeah, I can't imagine that'd be a fun surgery.
The
post-op recovery.
You're not breathing right. You probably got it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Pat's up in Maine. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
What's going on?
Hey, I don't know, but you could be wrong, but I'm almost positive that LeBron James' son has been enrolled in that California school for the last 2 years.
I have no idea. He's been playing for that same school the whole time?
While his dad's in Cleveland?
He hasn't been playing for the school, but he's been enrolled there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Oh.
Okay. So you can be enrolled when you're not actually physically there prior to getting there. Okay. All right. I can believe that. So, Pat, I think at this stage, like, not that, you know, Gary Payton just almost like just sort of fulfilled what I already thought where LeBron was going. But I'd put if sports gambling was legalized in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I'd put it all on the Lakers getting LeBron right now.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. And I prefer him to go to the Lakers because I don't even want to see him on the Celtics.
No. Not only do I not want to see him on the Celtics, I don't want to see him on the Sixers either. So there's that.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Well, so this one story, this was a follow-up. The Mercury News has this. Despite Gary Payton's comments, multiple sources from Sierra Canyon's athletic department have made it clear that nothing is official. So that would certainly throw out the fact that he's been there for this long time.
And by the way, I looked up a couple of other notes about him.
Yeah.
According to this website, he gained recruiting interest at the age of 9 from Ohio State head coach Thad Matta, as well as Kentucky head coach John Calipari.
You knew Calipari was going to be on
that. His godfather, NBA point guard Chris Paul.
Yeah, those guys are like best buds.
That would have been Dwayne Wade.
Well, he's got more than one kid.
Oh, that's true.
So maybe Wade
Has a younger brother named Bryce, a younger sister named Zuri, Zhuri.
Okay.
Now I don't know.
His kid's going to Sierra Canyon School. You can tell it's not official. Okay, because he hasn't set foot on campus.
Because
yet.
LeBron said, "Hey, nobody say anything. I got contracts to negotiate here.
Right.
Let's keep this on the down low. That's where he's going.
Yeah."
I would say so, and he might have his godfather there with him. Chris Paul, who's a free agent with Houston, could also go to L.A.
Remember he said family stuff. Family.
That would be family stuff.
Yeah, they're on a banana boat together. It doesn't get closer than that.
No, you really can't.
I mean, when you and Dwayne Wade and Chris Paul are on a banana boat,
Gabby
Dale,
Union.
That's a bonding. No, she wasn't on this one.
She was. She wasn't?
No.
I thought she was on there with them.
It was Melo, Chris Paul, and LeBron.
What a ride. Good for those guys.
Yeah.
Danny's up in New Hampshire. Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Doing great.
All right. Everyone's been talking about if we were to bring LeBron here, which I want you to know I'm not a fan of.
Great
player, don't like him here. But if we were to bring him, everyone's talking about we would have to dump everyone or maybe trade Gordon Hayward. Why not just give him Kyrie Irving, LeBron James? They make out because they got somebody 5 years younger or whatever the year is. We get LeBron, but I personally don't want LeBron at all. But
so then why do you want to do
this? So, Danny, why are you trying to figure out a way to get him here if you don't want him?
No, I don't want him, but everybody's mentioning about, well, we can drum Gordon Hayward. We'll have to not sign Marcus Smart.
No, I don't think anybody's saying Gordon Hayward. I think more people are saying Kyrie, because the Kyrie and LeBron aren't going to play together. So Kyrie would be gone.
That's what I mean. They don't want to play together.
No kidding. That's what everybody said.
But if you are going to be stupid and bring him here, LeBron, which, like,
they won't
be.
They're not going to do that. Danny Ainge only makes good moves.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Always has.
Always has. That's right, Danny. Well, the perk trade. But for the most part, for the most part.
Nobody had mentioned that, and I just wanted to bring that
up. Literally everybody has, Danny. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Everybody has mentioned Kyrie would be gone. Who's mentioned... No. Who's ever said that they're going to play together?
No, that would never coexist.
It would never happen.
That wouldn't happen. Like, LeBron to the Celtics isn't as outrageous as maybe we, like, a couple years ago it would have been. But the fact that he and Kyrie would play together, no, that obviously would not happen.
Which is hence the reason why I think that Kyrie answered those questions on that New York Times interview the way he did. I think he probably wasn't too happy with the fact that the Celtics would even talk to LeBron. So
yeah, let's
just
see what happens with that, right? Like, let's see if do they have a meeting, or is there nothing there? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, the Warriors and the Celtics would be linked there because those would be the only two teams that LeBron goes to, and they are the favorite to win the whole thing. If he goes anywhere else, they're going to be good just because LeBron's there.
Right.
But it's, all right, who are your teammates, and are you still better than Golden State? Probably not. And are you still better than a healthy Celtics team? Maybe not. Again, depending on what the rest of his teammates look like.
I think the whole LeBron going to L.A. is contingent on Paul George going there first. If Paul George goes to the Lakers, I think LeBron is a done deal. I think because you can't just go there and think that Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma is going
to
be
no,
enough.
No, and I'm sure what he's doing now is he's talking to Magic Johnson.
Yes.
And he's saying, all right, what's right. the deal? Right. Who are right. we getting?
Right.
He's like, let's put this together.
Right.
Who's it going to be? And it has to be two other guys. Because he knows one other really good player, because I still think Kevin Love's really good, even though he's kind of up and down. That can only get you so far. And
you to the finals.
In the Eastern Conference, it can get you to the finals.
If LeBron's as good as he is, it can get you there.
It can get you to the finals if the next best team loses their two best players. And then you get to the finals and you get waxed in four games. So that's what it can do for you. So for the last, he might play another 5 years because he's a freak. He's not going to waste any of them with just one other star player. He knows when he went to Miami, it was two guys. When he went back to Cleveland, it was two guys. And it was supposed to be for that whole run. And then Kyrie, smart as he is, got out of there before LeBron left him in Cleveland.
My question is this. Everyone's talking Paul George, Chris Paul. What about Russell Westbrook and where he could? Because you know he won. He's in a no-win situation there.
The big thing this morning was
Boogie.
He was, Russell Westbrook was singing Vaseline.
What?
They were breaking this down today.
Stone Temple Pilots song?
No.
Ice Cube?
Yes. They were.
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
The best diss track of all time.
Next to Nas Ether.
He put out a video of him singing this.
Yeah.
And they were breaking down the lyrics.
The lyrics are aggressive.
And they were saying, oh, what does this mean? So that's where we're at now. It's like wow. You know, googly eyes emoji and Russell Westbrook. Singing No Vaseline.
Which came out in, like, what, 89, 90?
Yeah, it was about 91, around that time. After
you can't, this isn't that, is it? You can't play that.
No.
Ross, you're not.
It's instrumental.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's some anti-Semitic.
There's a lot of stuff in there that you can't really play.
We gotta mix it up around here. You know
I like this.
Play.
Yeah,
we should have the No Vaseline hour.
Yeah,
we just rip somebody.
See, the minute we said the cat couldn't come in, he said, screw it.
He's like, oh, fine, we're playing this. Well, unedited.
You can play No Vaseline. I want the no anti-Semitic Vaseline.
You don't want that. There's some other things you can't probably say on the radio as well.
Some N-bombs on there, I'm sure.
But it was a real treat, the song.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Russell was singing it.
Who was he singing it to?
N.W.A.
No, not Ice Cube. Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
Who was Russell Westbrook? Was he talking to Carmelo and Paul George, maybe?
Ooh.
Maybe that's who he was talking to.
That could have been it. That could have
been
it.
Maybe that was Eazy-E and Dr. Dre in this case.
Yella.
And MC Ren.
MC Ren.
That's
the DOC.
Yeah, that could be exactly who he was referring to. And Jerry. Their lawyer, Jerry.
Oof. Mikey's in Northampton. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, I was just wondering if you guys remember my call from yesterday.
Yeah, and so you were right. He has to sign after this season to make more money.
All right, cool. I just wanted to make my victory lap.
take your lap, Mikey. If you want to plug something, plug something right now.
What's going on in Northampton?
What's happening?
Not much is going on in Northampton. Cool. I work at a bank this summer, and I'm going back to school in Worcester. So
okay,
good luck to you, Mikey. And you were right, and I'm glad you were listening today, because yesterday we were talking about if he signed now – And I sort of went off on a different tangent just saying how I don't think either side would want to do it, particularly the Celtics. They want to see him play. But he was right. There is more money to be had because it's very confusing. It's going to give you a headache, but it's all about percentage of the cap and all this other nonsense and like what the max they can offer and all the different percentages. So bottom line, if he plays this year, opts out, which we all expect him to do, signs a 5-year max deal with the Celtics, he can make a lot more money than if he did it now.
So supposedly, this was his own little diss track to KD, to Kevin Durant. The lines, and I'm being careful about what I read here and what I don't.
Oh, so this is to Durant?
Looking like straight bozos, I saw it coming. That's why I went solo.
You had Paul George and Carmelo Anthony on your team.
Right.
What on earth are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I know.
You have a super team that didn't work out.
They didn't. Yeah, it was a bust. It was like Charles Barkley in a Rockets uniform.
And you didn't go solo. Durant left you.
Yeah.
He left you solo. But hey, diss tracks apparently
an opportunity
what's going
to sing.
Probably better than Lonzo Ball's. Still. So.
Awful, by the way.
Lonzo's. No, I know.
Did you hear that one?
I did. Against Kyle Kuzma. Yeah, he missed it. We had some good no Vaseline talk a second ago. Rossi likes
it.
It's
terrible.
Is it drop a Blues Clues in there?
Boy, you talking crazy. Why you trying to play me? You ain't on my level. You ain't famous as my baby. I'm working out daily, but I ain't posting it. And I would never stop a workout just to post a pic. You let him.
Kuzma's a better player than he is.
Right now,
Kuzma's a better
is.
Basketball player
than
Lonzo Ball. He had a better season
he did.
On the same team.
He did. University of Utah.
Yeah. Better player.
Yeah,
first team all rookie.
Yeah. Yeah, Kuzma was better, man.
But good burn about the workout picture.
But by the way, I'm
like,
sure,
what?
I'm sure Magic.
Yeah, at least he's in the gym.
Yeah, I'm sure Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka love when players are releasing diss tracks. Right now, they're longing for the days of the dry snitcher, D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell. And Nick Young, who's now an NBA champion.
He's got a ring.
NBA champion.
He's got more rings than Barkley, Karl Malone.
Zsa Pachulia's got a ring. He played 49 seconds in the finals.
Sure. It's all good.
He's got a ring. He played
ring
49 seconds more than we did.
I meant to bring this up. So we were talking about the parades before. So there's dueling parades today. The Warriors had theirs. The Capitals had theirs. But the Warriors, you remember earlier in the season when LeBron James was pitching a fit and subtweeting everybody, and he had the Arthur Fist. I think, Dale, we spent a whole day talking about the Arthur Fist meme.
We liked it.
And all he said was mood, right? It was the Arthur, the cartoon, Fist. It was on Instagram, and he said mood. Draymond Green today at the parade was wearing a shirt with the Arthur Fist, and it had three rings on it.
Love it.
Incredible. And it said mood.
It said 15, 17, and 18 on each of those.
That's right.
Rings.
By the way,
all
Dale,
against
better,
LeBron.
Better than the one last year where he wore the one with, like the Quicken Loans Arena. It said Quickie.
Yeah, that was
pretty really good too.
Today was really good.
Yeah, that was really
today
good.
Was incredible. That's going back months from when he did that Arthur Fist.
Yeah.
Good job by Draymond Green.
Quick work by Draymond.
Yes.
617.
I'd buy that shirt too.
Oh, yeah. I know we don't normally do this on this show, but I just feel obligated.
What's this? What's happening?
I'm gonna read you a tweet from our president.
Okay.
2 minutes ago,
David Field.
Not that president.
Oh, that's the only one I care about.
I don't follow him on Twitter. So our president tweeted out 2 minutes ago, and you kind of knew this was coming.
Okay.
Robert De Niro, a very low IQ individual.
Oh, boy.
Has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies.
Ooh.
I watched him last night and truly believe he may be punch drunk. I guess he doesn't realize the economy is the best it's ever been, with employment being at an all-time high and many companies pouring back into our country. Wake up, punchy.
Oh, boy. Exclamation point?
Yeah, exclamation point.
How many boxing movies was Robert De Niro in?
Raging Bull.
And?
Nah, I think that's it.
That was a long time ago.
I think that
not
was
saying
the
there
one.
Couldn't be some effects.
By the way,
I have heard about Robert De Niro, though. I heard he's one of those guys, I could be wrong, but one of these guys that if he has a script in front of him, he's brilliant. And then if he doesn't, he has a hard time even having a conversation.
No kidding.
That's what I've heard.
Really?
Yes.
That's a good, I did not know that.
It's a nice little nugget, right? Like a lot of these guys that are such good actors, they're so used to playing a character that they don't even know who they are.
As great as he was as the young Vito Corleone in Godfather Part 2.
He was very good.
I love Jimmy Conway and the Goodfellas so much
better.
That's
incredible.
I mean, that was just like
awesome.
When he strangled Maury with the phone cord. Like, you're gonna pay me my bleeping money?
So
huh?
Good.
He goes, he's like, I got you. Oh my, Goodfellas is just another level.
Yeah. But now you got, we were talking about, you have Dennis Rodman, on CNN last night, and now you have the president attacking Robert De Niro on Twitter.
Mm. Because he took too many shots to the head from real boxers.
Punchy.
Yeah.
Raging Bull is incredible.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Just an incredible.
He put on like 40 pounds or something, didn't he, for that movie?
He's nuts.
Did you guys ever see the movie Copland?
Yes.
In 97. Yes. It had a bunch of great. Yeah. It had De Niro. Yeah. It had Harvey Keitel.
Right.
Kathy Moriarty, who played Robert De Niro's wife in Raging Bull, played Harvey Keitel's wife in Copland.
How about that?
It was like it was 17 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he did kind of lose his mind though the other night.
Yeah.
De Niro.
It's
all right.
Well, now we know why.
Punchy.
Too many shots to the head from real boxers.
From a movie that came out, I believe, in 1980.
Right.
Sometimes there's a delayed reaction.
No, I know that happens. Stuff. That's not untrue.
Okay. Justin's up in New Hampshire. Hey, Justin.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's going on?
So everything that Danny Ainge has done since he's become GM and president of basketball operations has seemed pretty masterful, systematic, and so I really don't have any fear that he'll actually pursue LeBron. I personally would have no interest whatsoever in having the LeBron show come to Boston. I've heard some people liken it to bringing in, he does not come with all the antics. He doesn't come with the pregame antics. LeBron's always looking to make sure the camera's on him. I think it would negatively affect Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown's development in a major way. And I think it's an injustice to what Brad Stevens has shown he can do with the team that he has now. The core is there. Why would we leverage the future just to bring this guy in? He's a total meatwhistle.
Right. Yeah, I don't want him at all. No, and then you know, too, that he's already – this will be the third time he has left the team, right? The third time. So he bailed on Cleveland. He bailed on Miami. He's going to bail on Cleveland again. And he's going to sign one of those one-year deals.
Sure.
Right? Because he's no longer – he can't get the Supermax deal. He's not going to, at this stage of his career, commit to a team for 5 or 4 years on another team. He's not going to do that. So it's a one-year deal. And let's say things don't go his way.
I'm going to bail again.
Done. He's going to say, I'll see you later. I'll go play with Chris Paul somewhere else. I'll go play with somebody. Else. So,
the only reason that I would have even considered it was if Kyrie Irving wanted out, he's going to opt out after next year, which was the narrative going on around here. Well, then I'm thinking, okay, that changes everything here. But that's not the case.
Yeah,
I don't think it is.
LeBron is a ring-chasing gold digger, and I don't want any part of him. And I'm glad when Dale put that the Twitter poll up there on Dale E. Arnold Twitter handle that 60% of New England fans agreed with us, Keith, because you talk about the one thing that could impede and disrupt everything that Danny Ainge has built here. 2014, Marcus Smart. 2015, Terry Rozier. 2016, Jaylen Brown. 2017, Jason Tatum. You bring in LeBron? No. You know who needs LeBron? Milwaukee, Toronto, Washington Wizards. Boston Celtics don't need LeBron.
You just named three places he wouldn't even consider.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I mean. Or Philly. Philly even needs him because, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, no, 28 teams need him. 28 teams. Golden State and the Boston doesn't.
Exactly.
They don't. They're the only two teams in the league that are fine based on what they have
they
right
do
now.
Not, and matter of fact, it's going to impede. It's going to, no. Imagine if, you're Kyrie Irving. You did everything you could to get away from this guy, and then you find out your employer's talking to him?
No, absolutely not.
No way.
Greg's on the cell phone. Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
Greg?
Hey, listen. He's going to Golden State. I've never been to California. I don't know how far Oakland is from L.A.,
Hey, Greg, by the way, did they just triple the salary cap today and we not know about it?
He's not going to play for free there.
Yeah. Greg, no, he's going to the Lakers, Greg. He's going to Lakers.
He's going to Golden State.
If he went to Golden State, hilarious.
How are they going
to
do that?
It would be hilarious if he went to Golden State.
No, I'm serious, Greg. How will they do that?
Yeah.
They'll sign him.
They offer him a contract. By the way, he grabs a pen.
Not a
maybe
solid
black ink,
grasp
maybe
of the
blue.
Whole salary.
Doesn't matter. He'll sign his name.
Dale. Hey, listen, by the way, Greg, your meticulous description is just it's awe-inspiring.
Hey, do you guys mind if I thank some people before I leave?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, what do you got?
He asked if we minded. I said yes, I do.
Well, I don't.
Is there
probably Ginny Buss, Phil Jackson, Chuck Daly?
Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam,
right? He drops
the Pearl Jam.
Because it might have been the other Eddie Vedder that he
guys.
Met. You don't know.
I want to thank them all.
So anyway, so I want to say one more thing before I leave. Can I say one more thing?
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so can I thank some people, though, while I'm here? Can I thank some people?
I guess.
Yeah, go ahead. But let me ask you something.
Don't go on a whole
tour about it, but I want to ask you something else. But thank somebody if you want to thank them. Go ahead, Dennis.
Somebody.
Here goes, all right, so, you know, I just say, all the good people that's really still stood by me, Darren Prince.
One.
You know, Vo.
Two.
All the guys that went with me, North Korea. You know, I'm thinking Chuck Daly. I'm thinking Phil Jackson. I'm thinking Jeannie Buss. I'm thinking, you know, Pete Giannopoulos. I'm thinking Eddie Vedder, the Pearl Jam. Everybody that's supporting me with all these things. So, you know, I'm thinking my kids.
Okay.
They still with me after all these years. All the things I've done up and down, they still with me. You know, I just want to thank everybody, man. And plus, you know what? I'm thinking these guys at Popcorn.
Popcorn.
That's supporting me through this whole thing.
I got you.
Yeah, I got it. I got you. Loud and clear, Dennis.
We've had enough.
Thanks, Dennis.
Do you want to thank the nurses?
Potcoin.
Do you want to thank all the people who treated you at the STD clinics that you've been to?
I want to thank Potcoin for giving me the flight over here, the t-shirt, yeah, and the hat that I will even not take off for several days.
Even though they didn't pay for my room because I'm wearing the same clothes I was wearing on
didn't
CNN
have a
the
room.
Night before.
I don't have a place to actually
I don't
sleep.
Have a room.
By the way, we missed Grudge Match, De Niro movie with Stallone.
Grudge Match.
Oh, yeah. Could have been punched in the head in that one.
Oh, maybe he was.
Stallone
could have
punched him.
You know, you're talking about Rocky Balboa here.
No, that's true.
You know, Rocky Balboa, Dale.
So the next year, the Golden State Warriors have Steph Curry under contract for $37 million. They have Klay Thompson for just under $19 million. They have Draymond Green for over $17 million. They have Andre Iguodala for $16 million. They have Sean Livingston for $8 million. That doesn't include Kevin Durant, who's likely going to sign another $30 million deal.
Yeah.
Then they have rookie deals and guys like, you know, Bell and Jones and Cook. So I don't know how LeBron shoehorns himself into there.
Fit that one in. I know that in some people's minds the cap is crap and you can just fudge your way
around
it.
No, that's in the NFL. The NBA, you got your work cut out for you.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring a guy in like that, you can move numbers around. But no, unless he plays for the veteran minimum, he's not going there.
It's just amazing.
And they're not going to blow it up, though. They're not going to say, oh, hey, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, we're going to get rid of you guys and bring in LeBron. Because, yeah, on the one hand, you're more talented that way. But you've won 3 out of 4 titles. And you've won back-to-back with this group since Durant has joined you. So they're not doing anything.
I wasn't surprised at, you know, New England being, you know, obviously I think that this is the number one sports town in the world, and I think we have the smartest sports fans. I was surprised at Dale Arnold's poll on Twitter.
You just keep wanting to go back to that.
No,
leave
the poll alone, James.
You brought it up.
My God.
They can't vote anymore.
Let it go.
No.
The poll is closed. I was surprised that 40% actually wanted him here.
Now, they had fat fingers, and they hit the wrong button.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Good. That's right.
You know what? We've got to do a quick break, but maybe you could bring it up on the other side.
Win less.
Just because
we need the fourth hour.
The money hour.
The win less without LeBron is the mantra.
Could you maybe one more time? I mean,
at Dale Arnold on the Twitter.
By the way, I understand we have Kiefer Madness today.
We sure do, Dale.
Yeah.
I never know what they're about.
And definitely can't predict this one.
It's not about poop, then.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.